And now we turn to a story about someone who saw a problem and came up with a way to address it.
Demetra Presley was in bed one night last year. She couldn't sleep, so she was scrolling through Facebook.
So one of the things I happened to come across was a video about a teacher who was making these period packs for her students. And in the video, she talked about how she takes all of her old Ipsy bags and she puts pads and tampons in them. And she keeps them in her classroom to give to her students when they need them because her students didn't readily have available to them menstrual hygiene supplies while they were at school.
She was shocked, so she asked her friends who have middle school-age daughters hear about it, and she called some local school districts to ask about it. They all pretty much said the same thing. Schools have a hard time supplying feminine hygiene products for their students, and many families simply can't afford them. So she decided to do something about it.
And, well, since then, Presley's project, which she named Go With The Flow, has taken off. She was recently profiled in the Arizona Republic, and she's now partnering with three different school districts around the state to supply them with her period packs.
Now, she's not a teacher or a mother of a daughter this age. She's actually a probation officer in her daily life, and she just wanted to help. I sat down with her recently to talk more about it and how big she wants to grow this project in the future.
Some of the repercussions of that are extremely significant. We're talking about students who, if they are on their period and they don't have access to pads and tampons, they will stay at home. Instead of going to school and having to worry about, you know, the possibility of bleeding through their clothing or of not having items that they need. Or you have another situation or possibility where products are being rationed out. So if you know that you only have so many pads and tampons, what are you going to do with that? You're going to wear them for longer than you should.
Yeah.
And then you look at the possibilities of infections. So it seems like a relatively small issue, but the significance it has is immense.
Yeah. So you were surprised. I mean, did you ever think about pads, tampons, things like this as like a luxury item?
No, I didn't. I was very fortunate in that when I was in school, I didn't have to worry about having pads and tampons because I had parents who would be able to afford those items for me whenever I needed them. I remember, being in junior high school and having my backpack full of pads and, you know, you lug it around from one class to the next. And that's just what you do when you're on your cycle. So that way you have things available to you. So I never thought about being without. No one wants to like go up to their teacher at the front of the classroom and be like, hey, do you have anything? Or I need to get a pass to the nurse because, oh, I started my period. You know, they're very awkward situations to be in. And when you're just starting out on your cycle, you know, you're already going through all of it to begin with, like the body changes, the hormonal changes. It all starts around that period, you know, when you start your cycle, you know, so then to find yourself put in a situation where you're facing, you know, being ridiculed or being embarrassed in front of your peers, that just makes it that much harder. And so that's why I created Go With The Flow, you know, to fill in that gap and make something available to the students that they didn't have to feel embarrassed about.
Right. So you realize this is a problem. You find out this is a problem. You really kind of dug it up. And then you decided to really do something about it. So how did you get this going?
Yeah. So I made a Facebook page and I made a GoFundMe account. I posted it on my personal Facebook account that I was fundraising, you know, to buy pads and tampons to provide to students in the school districts, the local school districts here. And the response I got was amazing. And I want to say 3 days, I had over $600 in my GoFundMe account. And then it has just taken off from there. You know, what I've really discovered in all of this is that people have the opportunity to help. They will. You know, they're just looking for a way to give back and a cause that they can give to and an issue that they can support. And once you make that information known to them, they will absolutely step up and provide you with what you need, you know, to get the need met. And that has been amazing.
So this is really big. I mean,
yeah.
Is it all through GoFundMe? Did people just start sending you
yeah.
packs of tampons?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. The GoFundMe account is where people can make cash donations, but I also have had boxes of pads and tampons mailed to me. I have picked up boxes of pads and tampons from people in completely random places, like Target parking lots. You know, when people contact me, if they want to make a donation, I will absolutely find a way to make that happen. And they're not put off by the fact that they're meeting a stranger. A lot of people, they don't know me. They don't know me personally. They have no idea who I am. But they will absolutely come and meet me in a parking lot to drop me off a box of pads and tampons if it means that those items are going to students in need.
So I have to ask you. So, I mean, you don't have a daughter this age. You are not a teacher. You don't work in schools. This has nothing to do with your career as a probation officer. Why did you do this?
Well, I knew from my background in social services, before I entered law enforcement, I was in social services for over 10 years. I've worked as a domestic violence case manager. I've worked as a case manager for homeless youth. So I'm very familiar with the needs that are present in those communities. And also the fact that when it comes to menstrual hygiene products, those are things that are under-donated. For the shelters, it's one of the items that we would pass out to the women there, but it was also one of the items that we were always short of, you know, because people don't think about giving those things when they're thinking of what a shelter needs. Mm-hmm. The type of work I've done before and the type of communities that I've worked with, it prepared me for doing this.
So how big do you want this to get? Do you have plans to grow it? What's next?
So I don't plan on stopping Go With The Flow until there's not a need for me to do it anymore. When students have access to items that they need, when they're provided free of charge, when they're made readily available, not just in the high schools, but in the middle schools too, then to me, that will mean that my work is done. I would love to see this program in every high school and middle school that's in Arizona. Since more publicity has been out about Go With The Flow, I've had people contact me from different states and they're like, I love this. I want to do this in my own state. Like, how do you do this? Give me suggestions on how to get this started. And that's amazing to see too, you know, that we have women who are connecting. They can hear a story about something and connect it to what's happening in their own community and say, you know what, I'm going to try to do something too. I'm going to try to address this somehow. I don't foresee us Go With The Flow going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. Demetra Presley, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.